The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, we stagger into the end of the week. It's Friday, and this ludicrous deluge of information, and I won't call it news because news suggests there is some credibility to it, continues. Now, there is a lot of credibility what I'm looking at today and I'm putting up shortly. Let me just, I got to read just a couple of these. They're really amazing. The Creeper now is vowing that his satanic, crackhead, pervert, Chinese communist pawn son Hunter's corrupt business dealings, not to mention his drug use and sexual depravity, will not conflict with his role as president. Well, Joe, you might want to look in the mirror and see who directed Hunter all these years and stood behind him as head, which you are, of the Biden crime family. Here's some material from the other side of the big side, the bigger side, the worldwide side of the fence, the COVID side of the fence. Dictator L.A. Mayor Garcetti, gangster Garcetti, bans walking as the latest lockdown begins on those poor people living in L.A. This is a direct copy of the Australian Stasi crackdown on all those people in Victoria, the state of Victoria, and their horrific governor down there. Fauci, the little Fuhrer, has canceled Christmas. Don't travel, don't congregate together. That's what he said. Don't be happy. I threw that in. Same thing. And then we have a Philadelphia priest. Many of you saw this a couple days ago when I first ran it, but I thought it was worth and worthy of rerunning. Philadelphia priest dies after participating in the Moderna COVID vaccine trial. Many more ahead, friends. Don't be one of them. Moderna to start. This is beyond evil. Testing its mRNA COVID-19 vaccine on little children. Honest to God, are parents really going to let their kids serve as guinea pigs? And I don't care if they get the virus. Doesn't matter. Kids shake it off. This has got to be stopped. It's being used, as all of you know, as an international, worldwide, economic bio weapon to tear down the geopolitical structure upon which we remain dependent on to be able to live on this planet. That's what's going on. Madeline Gerwick is back this first hour tonight, as she is the first Friday of each month. Hello, Madeline.
Hello.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about some of these from your astrological format. Tell us.
Yes, well, there's obviously a lot going on in the stars as well as what we see happening here. I will want to start with some good news, though, which is that money is starting to move. And we haven't really seen much in the way of this in a while.
So, even though it's fictional money and doesn't really exist, it's moving.
Okay. Well, we're aware of that, but, you know, nevertheless, people are buying things, whether it's donations or gifts, most likely, at this time of the year anyways. So that is a good situation, because really up until now we have not seen much in the way of money flow. And we've got like four different cycles that are with us throughout this month, or at least through about the 24th, which are good for money flow. And the first one is Venus trine Neptune, which is right now. So that one tends to be great for donations and gifts and things like that. And then that one basically ends by the 10th, and by the 11th, we get a couple of other new ones that start, which is Venus sextile Jupiter and Pluto. So those are also very nice cycles. They're opportunities to spend money, or, you know, if you're a retailer,
spend credit, go deeper in debt.
Well, that's a possibility too. That's a possibility. And then the third one actually comes in range on the 13th of December, or the 14th of December, excuse me, and it stays in range through the 24th. That's a Venus trine Chiron, which happens to be one of the best financial cycles that there is. So they're not in the best signs that they could be, but it's one of the best cycles. So that should help pull things through a little bit, since everything is sort of shut down. And, of course, I imagine the majority of shopping now is occurring online, since it's hard to get into places. And now that they've banned walking in Los Angeles, that's utterly incredible.
Well, breathing will be next, you see.
Yeah, no kidding. So don't you wonder why those people still put up with it? It's amazing to me.
I can tell you why. They've been dumbed down into utter subservience. They're just dumb. It's not their fault. They have been really pulled down to a level of existence that is barely above a four-legged animal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad. You know, we have basically continued to live a normal life up here. Not that they haven't locked things down, but, you know, we're still not wearing masks, and we're still going into stores and so forth. But so at least the month starts with some money for gifts and things like that. So that part, I think, is positive. Now, in terms of the other stuff that's going on, and there's a lot, right now we have what I would term confused or uncertain leaders taking action. That's the Sun square Saturn, not Saturn, mm-hmm. Neptune, and the Sun trine Mars at the same time. So that can be interesting to watch, because you're basically watching people who don't know, you know, what the path ahead really is. They're just taking action sort of based on their gut instinct, basically, and hoping it works out. So that's probably your election. But that's also followed by this Mercury square Neptune and Mercury trine Mars. Now, first of all, I should go back and tell you the Sun square Neptune, that's in range already. And it stays in range through the 16th. It peaks December 9th. And then the action activity Sun trine Mars, that's actually a good cycle for everybody this time of year, because it gives us a little more energy to get things done, and there's usually way too much to get done anyways. That cycle's in range December 1st through the 21st, and it peaks December 10th or 11th, depending on your time zone. So those cycles are kind of the first ones, but then we immediately after that get Mercury square to Neptune and trine Mars. So that cycle is basically, it can represent confusion and uncertainty, usually mental confusion and uncertainty, but often it represents deception and lies, particularly in the news. And because it's also trine Mars, it's lies that are aggressively told, you see, very boldly announced, you see. So, we should probably be getting used to by now, I suppose, but it always surprises me how confident they are.
Lies that haven't been bold and aggressive.
Yeah.
That's what they've gone to. See, the small lie doesn't work anymore. It's got to be
right.
Big time stuff. And they're not sparing any horses. They're rolling them out. Here, listen to this. This is short, just to give you an idea of what's going on in Los Angeles. This is unbelievable. And yet it's happened.
Message couldn't be simpler. It's time to...
This is the mayor. Let me start that again. Hold on. This is Mayor Garcetti.
Message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything.
You get that?
That's incredible.
That includes walking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
Time to cancel
it's
everything.
Totally nuts. Yeah,
no, and he has no
totally
constitutional authority to do this.
Exactly.
These people are
right.
Making law all over the country. These blue state dogs, these politicians, they're just dictating, and the sheep follow them. It just it boggles the mind.
It's totally amazing what people are putting up with. I'm shocked at the lack of concern about their constitutional rights. It's amazing. It's amazing. But now the Mercury square Neptune, that one comes in range December 8th through the 17th. It peaks on the 13th. Now that's peaking the day before our total solar eclipse on the 14th, which is quite a big deal. And that Mercury trine Mars, that's in range December 9th through the 20th. It peaks December 14th on the day of the total solar eclipse. So really, the first half of this month, there's a lot of confusion, likely a lot of deception. I think you're actually seeing that, of course, with your COVID stuff, too, because, they've already told us that COVID has, you have 99.9% chance of recovery. So it's like, and that's
it's higher than that. It's even higher than that. Look, anybody who thinks that they're infected, first of all, the test, the PCR test, comes back with a 94% false positive rating.
Right.
That's the return.
Right.
You're not infected 94% of the time when they tell you you are. So give it up. And secondly, the other statistic, 99.9 blah, 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 even if you get it, you're going to be just fine. These are statistics. This is statistical science. Hard
and it's
science.
From the CDC.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Who's kidding whom? It's crazy. And you have a higher chance of being in an accident by getting in your car. So, and nobody's going to give that up. So, totally crazy. Totally crazy. But you see, that really is...
Here. I can't resist. Let me do this. Hold on. This guy is incredible. What a... Oh, come on, back up. I'm going to have to do this, do that. No, I'm going to have to restart it. It's worth it. This guy just gets worse. I got to play this.
Good evening, Los Angeles, and thank you. Today, Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the CDC, said the next 3 months are going to be the most difficult in the public health history of this nation, largely because of the stress that's going to be put on our healthcare system. We're beginning to feel that stress here in Los Angeles.
I can't take it. It's all lies. It's all lies. It is, Madeline, you know,
it
it's all lies.
Lies.
All of you listening,
first of all,
they're liars.
If you weren't stressed, you wouldn't get sick to begin with, and you wouldn't attract the illness, you see. So,
good, good.
You know, that's number one, number one. Okay, so I need to tell you about things that are heading in the violence direction. Now, this gets stronger. Mars is heading forward again. It moved backwards to about 15 degrees of Aries. Now it's moving forward, and it's heading towards its square to Pluto and its last conjunction to Eris, the goddess of chaos and war. So this it gets worse around December 8th through the 13th. So right now it's pretty good. I mean, except unless you're in Los Angeles, where you can't go walking. It's crazy. But right now, you're not likely to see so much challenges in terms of violence. But as we get closer and closer to the Electoral College situation, I think you're going to start to see that, you know, the narrative is failing about the election and being Biden's. And so I don't think you're going to get through December without a bunch of violence. Not everywhere, obviously, but in those Democratic areas that have already been targeted, I think they're likely to be targeted again. Now, that particular situation is we don't actually get out of range of Eris square Pluto until January 9th, but it's been fairly calm so far without the Mars. So maybe by the beginning of January, when Mars gets past that square, that we will be past the worst part of it in the immediate term. But January has Mars conjunct Uranus, which can be extremely volatile and explosive. So we don't know.
Well, this goes back to what you said a couple months ago, that the upcoming several months, you've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, well, there's really not been a year like this, so, you know.
Right.
We haven't had, remember, this is a year that had five highly rare cycles in 1 year, and most of them had not occurred for hundreds and hundreds of years,
mm-hmm.
and they all occurred in the same year, you see. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're just trying to get through this year, which is quite strange and unusual. And
right. Well, speaking of strange and unusual, here's 23 more seconds. I'm sorry to do this,
okay.
But you people need to be aware of what's going on in these Democrat blue states, especially L.A. This is unbelievable. And Governor Grusom will be right behind. They're going to shut the whole damn state down. House imprisonment, home lockdown. Here, now listen to this. It's a little bit of a repeat. It's only 23 seconds long, but just listen.
My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
Well, thanks a lot, Mayor. Why aren't the people in the streets by the hundreds of thousands? You know why? Because they're captive of the mainstream media during these lockdowns, And that's all they're exposed to. They don't know what we know. And what we know, maybe it isn't 100% truthful, but it's a hell of a lot better and more honest and full of integrity compared to what they pitch these poor people on the MSM. They don't have a chance.
Well, everyone has a choice to make, and they are making their choice, you see. So that's what happens. And you know, Kryon told us that everyone would be required to choose between the light and the dark, and no fence sitting would be allowed at this time.
Well, that's true.
So you're watching that process occur, and that's what's going on, and people are making their choices to be either awake or asleep. And, you know, it can be unfortunate that some people have to wake up the hard way, but that's what's going on. Now, I want to mention the total solar eclipse on December 14th, because I think this has a lot to do with the election. Now, December 14th is the day that the Electoral College is supposed to meet and vote. But here we have a total solar eclipse on that day. That's pretty much telling me that the Electoral College is not going to vote, or they're not going to have enough votes to elect a president. So, and I don't know which way that'll end up going. There are some states that obviously are not capable of certifying their results, which I think kind of throws that entire process into an upheaval. And there are some states where the state legislators are clawing back their role of choosing the electors. And so that's another process and might be interfering with what happens. So I don't know how that's going to totally play out, but my expectation is it goes to the Congress, and Congress, you know, at the House gets one vote per state and so forth, and there you go, Trump is the winner. So I don't expect the Electoral College to be actually making any kind of real choice. I don't think they're going to be impacting us at all. And also, Trump's sun and moon are also eclipsed by that December 14th eclipse, suggesting again that, you know, the Electoral College is not going to be...
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, some of the states, the state legislatures can vote to apparently disenfranchise the electors or overturn their decisions. There are state. It varies by the state. But there are some states that can do that.
There are states. All the states have this power that they can. The state legislature can choose the electors if there's something wrong with the election. So the state legislators could decide, hey, we know that Trump won, we're going to send Republican electors. And they could do that for, you know, these states that are in question. I think Pennsylvania and Arizona were both in the process of clawing back their right to do that. Now, I believe that the governor has to certify those electors, but of course, if the governor didn't certify the electors that the state representative selected, then there would be no electors. So the governor is screwed either way, right?
Yeah.
So it's really in the hands of the state legislature. And so I just don't see that happening. I just don't think that's going to be the method by which we choose our president this time. And I do want to just mention that there was a case where in 1824, where the president was selected by this going to Congress and doing the process that we're about to do, I think, most likely we'll do. And so it's not that it's never happened. It has happened. And the Constitution set up all these different provisions for that in case there was a situation like what we're dealing with. Now, I just want to mention here that this eclipse, now, first of all, that eclipse occurs on December 14th at 11:18 a.m. Eastern Time, 8:18 Pacific Time. And so the Eastern time zone could possibly see this, but just so you're aware, the biggest impact is in South America, especially Argentina, Chile, Brazil, where the eclipse can best be seen. And the most striking set of cycles to me is that the sun and moon are exactly trying Eris, the goddess of chaos and war, while Eris is also exactly square to Pluto. So there's leaders are maintaining their cool, but, you know, some people are getting pretty disruptive, I think, by then. And we'll just have to see how long it takes the left to start their destructive mode. The other thing
Hold on, Madeline. I have to do a little business. We'll come right back.
Right.
In just a minute. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Madeline Gerwick is here. Go ahead, Madeline. This is crazy times.
I know.
They're going to carry on. As far as you can see, they'll carry on. You've looked ahead January. Have you looked into February? Same thing?
Yes. Yes. Things get better in March, you know. But
Which year?
2021. So we hopefully will see something improve over the next few months. Now, I did want to mention on that total solar eclipse that the primary meaning that's associated with that is that there are intensely emotional experiences concerning money and or relationships. So anger, lust, frustration, sense of fatedness, all these are possibilities. It's best not to take action until the issues settle down and to avoid rash actions. So just something to keep in mind in case somebody encounters that. And, of course, all eclipses can have eclipse events 30 days plus or minus the actual date of the eclipse. So November 14th through January 14th for this particular eclipse. The other thing about this particular eclipse is that it appears that there are entrenched disruptions, and they seem to occur the day before or the day of the eclipse, and that's the sun, moon, and Mercury all sesquiquadrate to Uranus. This is very challenging, what we would call entrenched, hard to make a change. It's just very, very challenging. And it could be a sign of earthquakes or volcanoes, but it could also be an indicator of riots and mayhem or financial disorder or chaos. Those are all possible because Uranus is in the sign of Taurus, which is an earth sign and a financial sign. So we'll see which way that plays. Now, the other thing I want to mention about this is that the secondary meaning of this particular eclipse is related to calmness and rewards. Good fortune is standing before you, so don't rush forward without a plan. You have what you need to get what you want. So that's what I would say is happening with Trump. He seems to have a plan, and he's not doesn't appear to be distressed. So that's kind of interesting how he's playing his cards.
He's very calm, very calm.
Very calm, yep, he's very calm.
Don't misinterpret now, that as not caring. He's sitting on something that's big.
Big.
Or he would be acting more stressed. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's definitely calm because he's he's got all the cards. Yep. Now, a big change happens on December 16th or 17th, depending on your time zone. Saturn's going to move back into the sign of Aquarius. It was there earlier this year for a couple of months, and during that time we saw the airlines industry, which is related to Aquarius, or the sign of Aquarius, they were pretty much decimated. And they could have a similar situation, except for the fact that Jupiter is coming along right behind Saturn in a few days later. So Saturn represents structure. It represents responsibilities, duties, limitations, processes, management, all those types of things, and all types of buildings, organizations, all of that stuff. And in Aquarius, Saturn is looking to provide structures for new technologies such as artificial intelligence. The new Space Force is another good example of Saturn in Aquarius. And new energy devices, new propulsion systems, which we saw, I think maybe August of last year, the patents came through to the Navy for a lot of that stuff. And who knows, perhaps they'll release replicators next. We'll see. Or medbeds. Medbeds would be good. I would vote for medbeds. So there's a lot of different types of technologies that have been, shall we say, suppressed. And perhaps some of them will be. Yeah,
many
for a
decades.
Long time. Yep, yeah. Decades. That's right. So perhaps we'll see some of them released with Saturn and Jupiter moving into Aquarius. Now, one thing about Aquarius is a sign that's related to higher consciousness. And as a planet goes through a sign, it takes Saturn about 29 and a half years to go through the entire zodiac. And so it stays in each sign about 2.5 years. And when it gets there, it's basically spiraling up to the next level. So this time, we have a lot more AI available to us than we had 30 years ago when it was there. And so, you know, things
when
are
you
spiraling
say available
up
to us, didn't you want to say being used on us?
Well, that is another way to put it. you know, but some of those AI things are helping people who are disabled and things like that. They're not all negative.
I'm sure, but I don't know anyone who has AI who's on the good side. You're talking about Silicon Valley, all the social media people, those who are using the net to divide and conquer. They all have it. I'm sure some outside that realm do, but I don't know any. Anyhow.
Interestingly enough, all the big tech companies are, and for that matter, all the technology companies and airlines, trains, Space Force, all that stuff, is all related to Aquarius.
Uh-huh.
You see, so as Saturn comes in to those basically to those companies, they are being consolidated. Now, they'll be lucky during 2021. For most of 2021, Jupiter is in the sign of Aquarius, so they could skate by in 2021. But it moves on the next year into Pisces, so Jupiter's not going to help those guys for the next year and a half after that. So they're all in for a challenging year in 2021 and 2022, because Pluto is going to oppose the USA Mercury, which represents things like media, social media platforms, things like that. So they're all up for transformation and permanent change next year. And that's pretty much for the whole year, although it's really strong at the very beginning and a little bit less intense in the middle. Then Jupiter is going to move into Aquarius on December 19th, and Jupiter represents abundance and growth. So you see, both of them together in the same sign, they kind of balance each other out a bit. Usually, Saturn is consolidating the industries that are related to that sign that it's in. and so there will be some of that. We did have some airlines that figured out they could, you know, take out seats and run cargo, and they survived doing that. So there's probably other things that will happen where some of these companies will make it and other ones may not. Now, one of the things I want to mention here is the winter solstice, and then I want to talk about the new economy, because these are both really big deals.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you're getting a better picture of the digital economy that's coming? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're going to get into a new economy starting December 21st. That's the new air economy. And it actually starts on the day of the winter solstice, which is fascinating, because when you have something big like that happen, first of all, we only change our economies or type of economies once every 179 years. So that doesn't happen very often. And for it to happen on the day of the winter solstice, mm-hmm. that's like a gigantic heads up. When you see something happen on either an eclipse or a winter solstice or a summer solstice or maybe the spring equinox, something big is up. So this is a giant deal that it's happening that way. And this is an interesting winter solstice. I'm not quite sure what this is going to mean, because it's pretty bizarre. Not that we've had too much normal of late. But just in general, the winter solstice is generally considered to give you a preview of what's happening for the next 90 days until the spring equinox. But there are some astrologers who believe that it is the predictor for the entire year ahead. Now, the first very noticeable situation with this chart, and it's always done for Washington, D.C., in our country, because that's our capital, is that the ascendant degree is 29 degrees of Scorpio. Now, when you see 29 degrees on an ascendant or a rising sign, that suggests that there's a tragedy afoot. It could also suggest, perhaps in this case, that it's the end of the deep state, since their Scorpio is associated with deep secrets, right? So perhaps it's the end of the deep state. That would be a good situation, if that's what it means. And it's also very, very close to the fixed star Antares. And that actually was considered to be a royal star in Persia. So it's called the Watcher of the West. And it was associated with great success, but it was also related to downfalls due to becoming obsessive. Now, if I think about that, I think perhaps that might apply to the deep state, because they have been rather obsessive lately with COVID and other things. And so perhaps their obsessive situation with that and control is about to fall apart. So that might be one possibility. Or it could predict a very successful time ahead for the country. So we'll just have to wait and find out. Now, the second thing that's really striking about this particular chart is that Mars and Eris, the goddess of chaos and war, they are exactly together, and they are exactly square Pluto during the winter solstice. So that is a little bit concerning, because that could suggest that we might have violence and destruction for the first 90 days of, through the spring equinox anyways. So that could be a problem. And Mars actually continues to be within range of its square to Pluto through January 10th. But by then, it's actually moved into the sign of Taurus, where it's now conjuncting Uranus. And that is very explosive energy. So I don't know if I could tell the difference. It's, you know, it's just too much chaos and potential violence. But Mars conjunct Uranus can also be used to have breakthroughs, and that is actually its best use. And so if it gets used for that, it can actually be very positive. Now, in December, there is the potential for the stock market to go down fairly far. And this does happen somewhat, I wouldn't say regularly, but oftentimes people sort of cover their losses, they have to sell things, etc. And if there is violence that gets started in the middle of December, you know, by the latter half of December, investors might be thinking, hey, let's just call it quits for now. You know, how much can you... violence can you take before you think, hey, you know, maybe we ought to do something else. So it's very possible that we might see a lot of investors exit the stock market. There's also, you know, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that's happening that day. And as I mentioned earlier, that's the beginning of the 179 years of the air economy. But I also want to mention that it's possible that it is signifying the beginning of the Aquarian age. There have been certain astrologers who suggested that the beginning of the Piscean age was when we first had Jupiter conjunct Saturn in Pisces. It was right about the right time frame and so forth, and that might have been the star that the three wise men followed. So it's possible that having Jupiter and Saturn conjunct at 0 degrees Aquarius for the first time could represent the beginning of the Aquarian age. Now, I hasten to add that the transition from one age to another generally takes 250 to 300 years. So it's also possible that we've been in the transition to the Aquarian age for possibly as much as 100 years. We don't really have any way to measure it. But it is an interesting situation that Jupiter-Saturn conjunction is exactly at 0 degrees Aquarius. Fascinating from an astrological point of view. Now, in terms of this new economy, which is coming up, first of all, let me just mention that the economy we're leaving behind was what we called an earth economy. It was based on agriculture. It was based on manufacturing, services, and financial products. Those were all things related to Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn industries. And so during that time, and I believe it was 1842 when we started that economy, during that time, almost all of our growth, you see, was related to those particular areas of the economy. And although we're moving into an air economy, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have food. It doesn't mean we're going to stop manufacturing things. It doesn't mean we're not going to have services. Those things are going to be there. But the growth of the economy is primarily going to move to what the industries are that will be best served via this air economy, such as Gemini, which is information, data, and transportation, Libra, which is related to relationships, alliances, partnerships, and also the courts. So you have to have a pretty good court system, legal system worldwide in order to make it work effectively. And Aquarius is related to innovation, technologies, you know, space travel. We still have airplanes and trains at the moment, but, you know, that might change a bit over the next, who knows, 20 to 40 years. We'll see where that ends up going. But all of these different things, including AI, are part of this new economy. So what's going to happen in the other areas is that they're going to get information, data, transportation, innovations, etc., that increase their productivity. So it's not that the old economy is kaput. We're still going to make things, but it's going to be a different emphasis on the growth. The growth is going to be different. So it's a big deal. Now, one of the things about Aquarian age is the opposition to Aquarius is Leo, and that means that you have to incorporate the individual creativity into the group in order to have the growth, in order to have the expansion and ability to move forward in higher consciousness. You can't leave the individual behind. That's where the creativity is located, is in the individual.
Right.
So you have to incorporate that. You can't just leave one of them behind. It doesn't work. And Leo also is associated with the heart. The heart is actually, it has a much bigger electromagnetic field than the brain. So if you give up the heart, you've basically lost the whole thing. So it's very important to continue to do both of those. You can't do just AI. That's not going to work. Now, right at Christmas, fortunately, and I just want to mention the day the violence peaks with Mars and Pluto is the 23rd of December. And then after that, it will start to lessen. But notice that it's going right through
Christmas. Yes, of course. We don't know the peak. We don't know the intensity or the amount of the damage that may or may not show up. And if it does start to lessen after that, what is it lessening from? What is the height of the damage? How bad are we talking about?
Well, I'm imagining that this is related to the election, so we'll have to see how badly they decide to destroy things. But Christmas
Civil War?
Itself...
Civil War?
I think the Insurrection Act would be invoked. It looks like there's plenty to stop it.
Of course.
Yeah.
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 Right. And,
okay,
and,
wrap it up.
Yeah,
good.
Oh, I better tell people then that we have Good Timing Guides on special for the Black Friday special through tomorrow, December 5th. You can get a $40 free program, Wealth Building with the Universe, if you buy it then. And through tomorrow, we also have our newsletters for the Good Timing newsletters on special, 25% off. And through December 11th, we have Money is an Energy Game at 25% off. So those are all our specials for our Black Friday specials. And, you know, if you're looking to learn how to fish better for prosperity, Money is an Energy Game is a great gift.
Very good. All right. Okay. Very quickly now. What do you expect? How much blood in the streets? Cities burning? Or is this going to be fought out in a quasi-jurisprudence venue? What do you think?
I think you're going to see some leftists that will try to have a big destructive event, but what's going to happen is Insurrection Act will be invoked, and I think that's why Mark Esper is gone. And I think you'll see that the military will be there if needed. And so, yeah, they'll probably try some bad stuff, and I think they'll get shut down.
Well, I think part of the reason that you would say that is that Deputy Acting Director of the Department of Defense, Chris Miller, has instructed all military special forces operations, teams, structures to answer directly to him only.
Yep.
He's taken charge of an immense amount of military power, very quick, very surgical precision. And this suggests to me that there are plans certainly on the table to use that force if necessary right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it shows up astrologically as well.
Okay.
So,
all right, very good.
Yeah, definitely there will be plenty of military available if needed.
Very good. Thank you, Madeline. All right.
You're welcome.
You take care.
Have a good Christmas.
Well, we'll talk to you maybe before then. Certainly
okay.
An email anyway. Thank you, and same to you.
Okay. All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Very good. Madeline Gerwick. Okay. We'll be right back with another hour. In fact, two more hours for you.